There is a lot going on in the world, in the business world right now with technology and automation. And I just want to encourage you today to go through and think about how to make your company better. How to make, you know, your company the best it can. And the more of those you can get off your plate, the more capacity you have to do the things that you're great at. I'm a big believer in that. I'm a big believer in this thing that I call the 80-20 rule. I want to spend 80% of my time focused on the main thing and 20% of my time focused on things I have to. And the main thing that I've learned about AI.
Welcome to the Green Up Academy podcast with Alex Kirby, where we focus on helping you level up your green industry business. Whether it's marketing, finance, employees, or strategy, we talk about everything on this show to help you apply it to your business and change your family and company's future for decades to come. Here's your host, Alex Kirby.
What's going on, everybody? Alex here from the Green Up Academy podcast. Hope you guys are doing great. If you guys are just now listening in for the very first time, even though we've been doing this a long time, we are a podcast that focuses on green industry business owners just like you, where we talk about how to level up your green industry business. If you guys don't know what the Green Up Academy is, it is a platform for courses, for coaching, and for community. So if you guys want to go check it out, thegreenupacademy.com. We've got lots of business courses absolutely free for you. We've got opportunities to get some coaching from me. I would love to work with you there. And then we also have our crew, which is our monthly group, our membership, where we have calls together. We have a lot of bonuses and things that for $139 a month, you can be a part of our crew, and I really encourage you to do that. It is transformative. I've got some great testimonies coming out from our current crew members, and we'd love to have you. So thank you guys for listening. If you're out there mowing grass right now, man, I miss it. If you guys don't know, I sold my company about 7 months ago, and so I'm not out there mowing grass anymore. Don't have the guys out there ripping. I had 8 crews, and so jealous. So, man, if you're out there listening right now, like a lot of you guys tell me you are, hope it's sunny wherever you are. Hope there's no rain. There's been so much rain going on. It's nuts. And so I just hope that you're able to get a lot of work done. Today, guys, we're going to be talking about AI automations and delegation. So a little bit of play on words here, but there is a lot going on in the world, in the business world right now with technology and automations. And I kind of want to talk about some pros. I want to talk about some cons, things to think about. I know it's not everyone's forte in the green industry to be thinking about, how to use all of these technologies and things at our hands and fingertips when we're in a blue-collar business, a home service business, where we're thinking, hey, I just got to get to work. I put my boots on the ground. I got to crank my mower up. I've got to get my weed eater string on and go to work. So we're going to be talking about that today a little bit. First off, just want to give a little updates on a few things. You guys listen. I always like to give little updates, whether the market, whether, you know, business, my life, whatever. I hope, this is kind of just a random incursion, but I hope you guys, if you have kids, that you're really involved in their lives. Tonight, I coach my daughter and my son's soccer team. Thankfully, my son's only 2.5, but it's a 3-5 league, but they let him play on the team since I'm coaching. It's really, he's huge. He's like, he's the height of most 4-year-olds. So it's pretty cool. But, yeah, it's just like one of my favorite things is being a husband, a father, and being really active. And I was just having lunch with some guys and was talking to them. They're a moving company, and they were saying like, well, you know, we really we're thinking about doing a shift from 5 to 10 p.m. And I was like, you don't want to do that, right? And they're like, no, we don't want to. We want to, you know, be home at normal hours. I was like, then do that. So just remember, guys, keep the main thing, and that is family, that's God, and that's a lifestyle that you'll be happy with. Yes, there are seasons where you have to grind it out, but remember to keep the main thing. My favorite thing is coaching my kids tonight. I couldn't be more excited about what I'm doing with that. So keep the main thing, okay? Remember, again, if you want to reach me, email me at alex@thegreenupacademy.com. Love to chat with you there. Anything you got. And yeah, let's get into this. All right, AI and automation. So guys, if you haven't heard, We've all heard AI is taking over. It's very, very, very popular right now. AI stands for artificial intelligence. You might have heard of ChatGPT. There's lots of AI. I mean, I'm on LinkedIn right here on my computer. If you guys are listening and can't see, there's just so many AI things now integrated. And to kind of, if you don't quite understand AI, a good way to think about it is it's basically Google on steroids. You know, where you go on Google to, you know, hey Google or hey Siri, tell me what the best recipe is for spaghetti. Boom. Well, now AI doesn't just tell you the recipe; it basically cooks it for you. So that's a good analogy, kind of to show you that AI is just superpowered what we've already had. And so, you know, if you use ChatGPT, you can go, hey Chat, give me 10 story lines or give me 10 story ideas for a children's book about climbing a mountain, and it'll do it for you. It's very advanced. You can use it in a lot of different ways for your businesses, and that's kind of what I want you guys to be thinking about, is embracing it in the ways that it can make your life easier. But I really wanted to talk about it on the negative side, because we have a marketing company that we are rebranding and is officially launching here in a couple weeks, called Backbone Creative. It's been Pure Marketing Agency, but we're Backbone Creative Co. is what we're changing to, and it'll be launching here the end of next week, I think. And so we use AI a lot, and we talk to a lot of people who use AI or don't. And the main thing that I've learned about AI is that it can never replace customer service, because it's not a person. And so I get emails all the time. I get Twitter, X, DMs, you know, people reaching out to me, and I'm like, I can tell this is AI generated, or I can tell it's just not personable. And so I know that's a lot of y'all's fears with AI. It's like, man, I don't want to use AI. Like, don't let that be a fear. I'm just saying that should be something that never let things take the place of the greatest, most golden rules, which is great customer service, loving our neighbors, serving people well, you know, making things personable. So, you know, AI, if you have not looked into it, I really want to encourage you to do so. There's a lot of YouTube out there about it. There's a lot of things that you can understand AI. I'm not going to send the whole podcast explaining AI. But the big one I want to kind of hit on is like automations, because as you know, if y'all have been listening for a while, we're kind of on a systems and processes kick on and off on a lot of episodes, because over the last like 18 months, I've been really fixated on systems and processes and how to get everyone on the team to understand the language so we can all be reading the same book, understand what's going on, and execute off of that. And automations is like a critical part. So what I mean by that is there are some tasks in your business, like invoicing. Let's go with that within the green industry. It's like if you're charging customers every month the same price, you can literally set up an automation for it to create an invoice on the first of every month and send that same invoice month after month after month, instead of having to go in and create an invoice by hand every time. So there's certain automations you can do. You know, you can set up email automations that, you know, you do the email today and set it up to go out tonight. But a lot of you guys, as I talk to, you know, dozens and dozens of guys a week and coach and our site, don't really use automations. Then you don't use these things to your advantage. And I just wanted to encourage you today to go through and think about how to make your company better, how to make, you know, your company the best it can. When you're in the hustle and bustle of the growing season, right, it's really, really difficult to slow down enough and think about, man, okay, what should I be doing? How can I do this? And so that's where the delegation part comes from, guys, is, you know, I want to challenge you to do an exercise. I want you to sit down tonight or whenever you're listening to this later, 1 through 10, write down the things that you do today that someone easily could do if it was either subbed out, delegated, or trained, okay? And the more of those you can get off your plate, the more capacity you have to do the things that you're great at. You know, if you're a high-level salesperson, sales owner, excuse me, within your business, you need to create more time to do sales. You don't need to sit down and do 17 voicemails, listen to those, and call them all back. You've got people that you can hire to do that. Delegation is so critical because it creates a way for you to be doing what you're the best at and only what you can do. And so I'm a big believer in that. I'm a big believer in this thing that I call the 80-20 rule. I want to spend 80% of my time focused on the main thing and 20% of my time focused on things I have to, just because that's part of the job. So really try to get to your 80-20. Figure out what your 80 is and really live within that. So just kind of wanted to chat about that on the surface today, guys. If you're not into automations of your company, I really wanted to kind of let this kickstart that discussion. And delegation, if you're nervous, if you're scared. I talked to a guy this morning, one of our great, great guys in our crew. He's like, man, I'm scared. Like, I'm terrified that, you know, if I hand this over, they might mess it up, blah, blah, blah. It's like, hey, dude, you don't think your parents were scared the first time they let you walk away from them 5 feet? They were. But guess what? If you don't learn how to walk on your own feet without mommy and daddy, you're always going to be dependent. And you got to be an independent kid, adult one day, excuse me. And you kind of have to do that in business, guys. Like, you hire someone, you train them, you give them a little bit of rope, let them go, let them go, let them go. And next thing you know, they're off the leash, right? So, you know, again, super simple podcast today, guys, for that. But AI, I really want you to research into how to start understanding how to use that for your company. Might do a more in-depth podcast on that at some point if you guys want that. Automations, Zapier, using Zapier, using social media things, tools, we very, very important. But in the delegation, I think that's kind of the key here. So short, sweet episode, guys, but I really, really, really think this is going to be helpful for us to kickstart deeper conversations. I hope you guys are doing great out there. I got another episode here coming in the next couple days. Remember, Mondays and Thursdays are our episodes, guys. So make sure you go on, give us a review. Go check out the Green Up Academy. It's free if you create an account. It's simple. It's very, very simple. And you guys go out there and crush it. And we love you and have a great day.